This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're with Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Good morning, Anastasia.
Good morning, darling heart.
Good morning, Melbourne.
Did you survive the footy?
I did survive the footy.
Yes, did you go?
I didn't go, but I was out in Richmond during it, and yes, it was just so crazy.
So was I. I was driving back through Richmond at about 11 o'clock on a Saturday night, and God, it was so entertaining seeing the people in the street. So many people were vomiting up in the street.
Oh, no.
It was full on.
I took Fuzzy for a walk, and we were walking down Bridge Road, and people were just drunk, and they were just wandering out
everyone
in front
was,
of cars.
Yeah.
It was quite entertaining to
but
watch.
But what a victory.
I know.
I was watching the match and I've never really been into footy, but I got really into it because I watched it with my nephews and it was so exciting.
Yeah, it was a good
game.
They
thrashed Adelaide's ass.
And it was so unexpected too. I think everyone was expecting Adelaide to win.
Yes.
It was a complete
opposite.
Well, it
started off that way and I thought, oh no, but no, the Tigers killed them in the end.
It was so good. Great atmosphere in Richmond over the weekend. Hey, I caught up with my friend. Remember I went skiing a few weeks ago and he broke his leg?
Yes.
Caught up with him on the weekend.
Has he got his leg back?
He's got his legs back. The bone's no longer sticking out. It was much more pleasant to look at.
Oh, so great.
He's doing all right. What did you get up to?
Not much. I just did the footy thing on Saturday. I worked on Sunday, so I missed out on the march, but we're going to talk about that a little later on.
Hey, something disturbed me this morning.
Right.
This woman's turned her labia into sparkling jewellery.
I beg your pardon?
After going through surgery.
Yes,
yeah,
so she's put a labia on her ears.
I don't know where she's put it, but she went through designer surgery to reduce the size of it.
Right.
And rather than saying goodbye to it, she asked if she could keep the cut-offs so she could turn them into a keepsake.
You're kidding, right? That's like keeping your teeth when you've lost them, just making a chain out of them.
The labia fairy to come. In a video on YouTube, she explains that they started to shrivel up. It started to shrivel up, so she decided to use glitter and resin to transform it into an empowering pendant.
This woman's nuts.
Fashion.
I'm really sorry, but that is just nutty.
A fashion accessory.
Why would you keep the bits of your vagina that you've chosen to chop off?
I don't know.
As a jewellery accessory.
You could keep all your bits of surgery over time, couldn't you, I suppose?
Yeah, I get if you want to keep your teeth and make a chain out of it. Look like
that
a real hunter.
Oh, so good.
What do you like as a moviegoer? Do you like going on your own or with people? What do you prefer?
Usually with people.
Right.
Yeah, I went on the weekend.
Did you?
With some friends, yeah.
Yes.
And we went and saw Flatliners.
Oh, okay. What's that about?
It was horrible.
Sounds a bit
these
flat.
People and they kill themselves and then they come back to life.
Exciting.
So they're medical students.
Oh, God.
And then they come back.
Who
they have
to watch
this,
that?
They have this experience when they're.
Is it like a science fiction thing?
Or? Yeah, sort of. It's not science fiction, but it's.
Right.
You know, and they
so they kill themselves.
They take something
back out of
and
grave,
they put they? Themselves in a brain scanner and it scans their brain waves.
Right.
When they have that death experience and then they resuscitate themselves.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
Yes. And then what happens is you have to deal with past things that you've done that have been bad to people.
Oh,
and you
okay.
You have to forgive. That's
have
the whole
accountability
thing.
For
but
your
it was
past
look, you know what? It was one
it
of the
sounds like a load of crap.
It was a load of crap.
What would you give it out of 10?
I'd give it a
Margaret?
One. It was one of the worst movies I've ever seen, to be
That's
honest.
That's disappointing. I was giggling.
It was that bad.
Oh, no. Were you pretending you kind of liked it, though, because you were with company?
No. I was very honest. Yeah.
I went and watched Beatrice at Dinner with Salma Hayek. Now, the only reason I watched it was I'm obsessed with her. It's basically about a pretentious family that's got so much money. It's based around Trump, really. The main character plays out like kind of a Trump character. And what's her name? Salma Hayek plays a massage therapist. She's a holistic healer. And her car breaks down. She's massaging the main woman there.
Right.
And her car breaks down. She has to stay for dinner. And they've got all these guests and they're all pretentious. Hi, darling. How are you? And they've got lots of money. And it's just this awkwardness because this woman is against all material things. But I was just really disappointed. I was expecting so much more of it. So I give it a 3 out of 10.
A 3. So Margaret and David have spoken. I'm giving Flatliners a 1 out of 10.
Yeah. 3 out of 10.
3 out of 10 for yours. Did you go by yourself?
I did go by myself. That was the best bit.
Hey, I've got a beef. With
you got a beef?
City of
so
Melbourne.
And you say
no, I have.
I've never heard you say that before.
I walked into the city to the rally
right.
Yesterday, And, you know, I had my bottle of water.
Yes.
And I was busting by the time I got in.
You're always busting, though. Every song break, you're in the loo.
There's none around. Where do you go?
Oh, in the CBD,
behind
you mean?
Behind a tree.
Well, you can. I wish I could go behind a tree.
There were none around.
I've tried it before and I've gotten it all over my legs. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I don't know what you mean. But there's none around. And I ended up finding something. But I thought, you know, what do you think about going into a restaurant or something?
I've done it all my life and I get really, really upset when they say no to me.
Do they say no often to you?
Yeah, I've actually threatened them that I'm going to do it on their floor. Because it's gotten to the point, you know, after I've begged going, please. Like, I'm looking into their eyes. There's tears in my eyes begging them, please, please. I really need to go. And after I've begged and they've gone, no, sorry, that's when I actually did say to her, it was like an Asian restaurant. I actually said to her, if you don't let me go, I'm going to do it right here, right now. And she actually said, okay, it's over there. I cracked it.
Because what's if someone's really busting?
If someone really needs to go to the toilet, come on.
I agree. Well, apparently in New York there's only 15 operational public toilets.
Right.
But they've got something good happening. So there's, what, 8.5 million citizens, I think 60 million tourists a year. But you've got to, over there, you've got to buy something before you can use it.
Yeah.
They insist. But there's a new app. Mm. And I reckon we should bring it out here. It's called Rockaloo.
Rockaloo.
And it allows busting users to reserve a bathroom, but for 1 hour.
What? What are you going to do for an hour?
I don't know, but
it's a long poo.
But it's for 1 hour.
Wait, that's a ceremony.
That's a ceremony.
Hello. I love this song.
I only needed 5 minutes.
I need to go to the loo, by the way.
Anastasia, we've spoken about ghosting before.
Yes, ghosting is a terrible thing.
There's a new term. There's a new term out. It's called submarining.
Submarining. Talk us through it.
So it's a thing where someone you've been seeing, they disappear for an extended period, but then they randomly resurface.
Oh, my God, this sounds familiar.
With a message along the lines of, hey, what's up?
Oh, this has happened to me so many times.
So it's in the same family apparently as zombieing.
Right.
That's where ex-ghosts come back. So when you've been ghosted, completely cut off from absolutely everything.
Yep.
And that's when they come back. So they're zombies.
Yep.
But the submarine is someone who disappears and then goes, hey, what's up? Doesn't that sound familiar?
It sounds really familiar. It's happened to me a couple of times of late actually. And I'm always kind of shocked by it going, so you disappear for this long, you think it's okay, and then you just think that everything's going to be okay. Well, no, buddy.
No, not at all. But the difference is zombieing when they come back from ghosting you, they apologise and they say, oh, look, you know, I'm sorry, I've been doing this. But in the case of submarining, you just get this half-assed apology about them missing in action. There's nothing. It's just, hey, how you been?
Yeah.
What have you been up to?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I want to know.
I like this.
You've been submarined.
Yeah.
Celeste, we were talking earlier about being submarined, which is where someone, rather than just ghost you and completely disappear off the face of the earth, they do for a little while and then they come back.
And they say, hey, what's up?
Yeah, no explanation.
And all you say back to that is, my standards. Hi, Felicia.
That's a good one.
I like it.
Have you ever done anything for a partner that you've regretted? Like something
significant for a partner that I've regretted? Oh, look, darling, everything. I've been just way too nice, you know.
I want to tell you about this girl. She's 24-year-old.
Spent too much money on the little ladies, you know what I mean?
This 24-year-old model.
Right.
She'd been dating her boyfriend.
Could have had a house by now.
We've got
five houses.
Been dating her boyfriend for almost a year, and he kept telling her about this latest trend that everyone was doing. I've never heard of it before. But it's getting a needle and tattooing the white of your eyes.
Oh, my God.
How horrific is that? How's that?
That hurts.
After a few months of...
I can feel it.
It's horrible. After a few months of peer pressure from her boyfriend, she finally agreed to allow him to tattoo. So he tattooed one of her eyes purple.
You know what? Can I say something? This might be controversial. This guy's a psychopath.
I reckon too, because once...
Talk about claiming your prize.
Once...
Where your tat... like, tat your eyeball for me. Show me your love.
Oh, well,
hello.
He claimed that he was very experienced in doing the process.
Yeah.
It's quite sad, actually. But once it was done, her eye started to swell up and the doctors have reviewed her. And it looks like she's got to go through reconstructive surgery so that they can try and save her
sight. That is absolutely... So I had a girlfriend say, can you, like, tattoo my name on your arm? Like, if you really love me, I'll do it. Like, we were seeing each other for a month. Can you imagine if I did?
What about that guy in Ibiza a few weeks ago who tattooed the naked photo of his girlfriend
on his back? Yeah, and her boobs were his shoulders.
And then they split up straight after it. Oh. Anastasia, do you like animals?
Oh, I think when you ask a vegan if they like animals, I think they love animals.
Of course you love animals.
Of course I do. Do you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Great.
I love my puppy dog. Mm. But I'm always wary when someone doesn't like them.
Yes.
Unless they've had a bad experience, they've been frightened.
What if they don't really give a damn, though, about them? Are you wary about them?
Yeah.
Because I don't, and yet I'm a vegan.
Really?
I don't. I mean, I think they're adorable, but I'm not that girl outside sitting at that cafe all over them like some people who are all over them.
But you like them, whereas some people just don't like animals at all.
Oh, no, I do like them. Yeah, they're cute.
I've got a aversion for them.
I prefer monkeys. I'd rather play with them than dogs.
Play with
a
monkey.
Yeah.
I had a monkey pee on me once.
Did you?
Yeah. Stole my banana and peed on me. But some researchers suggested that it might be genetics that determines whether some of us love animals and others don't.
Okay.
Yeah, apparently.
Genetics.
Yeah, the genes that promote pet keeping may be unique to us.
Mm.
And it may have evolved from when we started farming and domesticating animals. And those that were in that, you know, ancestors were doing that apparently have inherited the genes that they like animals and others may not have. So it could explain
it. It's interesting. Yeah, I've observed, though, in my observations, Warren, I've observed that some people who are actually quite rude to people are actually great with animals.
Ah, because maybe they're easier to get along
with. Maybe, yeah. So,
but there's also some studies that have shown that affection for pets goes hand in hand with concern for the environment and the natural world.
Right.
So how's that? Mm. So pets help us get back to nature.
There you go. I was really concerned yesterday. We were on the phone and I honestly thought that I was going to be doing the show on my own this morning.
Why?
Because you sounded like you actually choked to death. There was like a 5-second pause where it was like, we've lost him.
I did choke.
We've lost him. He's gone. I was really, really scared. I was going to call the ambulance. I even didn't know where you were. I just knew you were outside somewhere eating, ordering something, right? What happened?
No, I was actually at home. I was sitting outside.
Oh, were you?
And
okay,
I made myself
the outside.
I made myself an omelette, and I put a whole pile of coriander in it. And I sort of don't really. I just break it up. I just with my hands, rip. And I was. And I shouldn't eat when I'm talking on the phone, but I was eating. And
you do a lot, though.
We were talking. And one of the sticks went down the
stalk.
The stalk went down
and hijacked your throat.
It got stuck, and you were talking away, and I couldn't say anything, and you were waiting for me to respond.
It was actually really scary. I was really scared for you. You do have a bad habit, though, Warren. I have noticed when you're speaking to me on the telephone
that I eat.
That you're eating a lot. And remember that time you forgot you had your headphones on and you were talking to me and you were crunching so loud. I just saw blood. There was blood in my. Like, I actually wanted to kill you.
You were so irritated.
If you were in front of me, I would have decked you for sure.
Because there was a crunching sound.
We don't provoke violence here, but only if someone chews like that.
There was a crunching sound in your ears. You hate that, don't you? Hey, my phone's been playing up.
Oh, has it?
I did this silly update. I don't know what it is, but it's freezing. Doing all this stuff.
Oh, how annoying.
Yeah. Remember the old ones?
Yes, I do remember the old ones. Loved the old ones.
Well, you might
especially be able to... the one that starts with N.
Well, you might be able to get one again because N is bringing back one of their original 3310 phones.
Oh, how fantastic.
It's going to launch...
They use those as vibrators in India apparently too.
The old ones they do. They ring them. They do too.
Look at that. Save cash on your vibrator.
Yeah. They're going to be launched this month with a complete retro interface.
I'm moving to India. Yeah, go on.
It's going to have an MP3 player. And, of course, it's going to have the game Snake. Did you ever play Snake?
I did play Snake.
It's going to have
how fantastic.
Snake on it too. So if it's driving you up the wall, your smartphone, we can go back in time and you can get your old phone back. Hey, what's wrong with your finger?
Oh, it's so sore. Well, you know, we watched the footy on Saturday and then we decided to go kick a footy with my nephews and we had the blue-eyed team versus the brown-eyed team because my sister's got brown eyes and her son Joseph's got brown eyes and me and little Petey. And, mate, I tell you what, I really hurt myself. I caught the ball and sprained my finger.
Did you catch the ball?
I caught it and sprained my finger at the same time.
Are you good at kicking a football?
No, I'm shocking at it. I'm really good at catching, like Petey says, my little one, but no, I'm really bad at kicking it.
I'm the same. I'm so
bad. I kept kicking it back in my face.
I was walking past the Oval and everyone was out playing football on the weekend.
Yes.
And I'm walking the dog, looking in my phone on the outside of the Oval where all the dogs walk around, and this football just came and hit me in the head. Like, just hit me in the head. I was so angry. Like, just out of the blue, bang.
That ought to wake you up.
It woke me up.
Be present. Get off your screen.
It woke me up, but I kicked it back. It didn't go very far.
Hey, listen, I was at my parents' the other day. I've been going there weekly for lunch, and that's why I've put on extraordinary amounts of weight.
Not your peanut
Have
butter.
Have you noticed, though, I've put the weight on since I've actually reconnected with them? Like, every week, just piling up on the breads and
all
stuff.
All the good food.
Yeah,
your mum's home cooking.
But you know what I do tend to do? I go through stuff when I'm there. So when I go into, because they've got a couple of bathrooms lying around, and the bathroom that I used to use, I always go through stuff. And what I found the other day was, like, teeth whitener stuff, you know, the mouth guards. Right?
Oh.
But in a container. And I heard, like, I picked it up and I went, what's this? And I heard water splashing around. And I went, oh my God, they're those teeth mouth guards that I would have used like 10 years ago. And my parents have still got them in the bathroom. Imagine opening it up.
And still in the water that they were in.
Exactly. We are weeks away of finding out whether we're going to be legislated for same sex love. What do you reckon? Do you reckon it's going to happen?
I hope so. Obviously, well, but, you know.
So do I.
We've got to act. Activate that yes vote. Remember,
exactly.
We got Brexit and we got Donald Trump, so
exactly
it could easily go no. So
well,
let's activate
I'm
all those.
I'm reading a very hopeful article here in the Age today. Germany first gay couples tie knot. Same-sex couples will marry in Germany for the first time on Sunday, which was yesterday, when some civil registry of offices will open specifically to celebrate the coming into force of a marriage law that Parliament passed in June. How fantastic is this? There's a photo of a couple. Among them are Carl at 59 and Bodo at 60, who will at 9:30 a.m. local time become Germany's first married gay couple when they say yes.
See, we're so
in the
far.
Town hall of Berlin. How fantastic is that? Hey, now listen, speaking about Yes Campaign, we've got an extraordinary music presenter who does a wonderful show called Soul Provider on Wednesday nights at 11 p.m. Matt's on the line with us.
Morning, Matt.
Morning. How are you guys?
How do you feel about same love, darling?
Same love, well, you know, I'm, of course, all for the yes.
Yeah, say yes.
Both. Yeah, you know.
So will you be saying yes?
Oh, absolutely. Look, I've put my vote in and I've ticked the yes box. And but it's interesting because I'm actually here, living here now with my partner who I married in the UK.
What? So you're married?
Fantastic.
Yes. I'm married, well, not legally here, obviously, but
of course.
I am legally married in another country. And it's interesting to see it from his perspective when he is married legally in another country and has moved here, but that's not recognised.
Wow.
Are you going to get remarried here when it is?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And hopefully that won't be too far away.
Yes. Well, we've only got, what, less than 8 weeks away, isn't it, before we find out?
Yeah, still seems a long time, doesn't it? It's been a difficult battle, but yeah.
Well, I can't wait to see Warren in his little white wedding dress when it's ready. I can't wait to marry him.
You've got to find someone to marry.
Exactly. Well, you can marry me, darling. Yeah. Right. Hey, now, Matt, what's going on this week with your show?
Well, I'm doing It Is Yes 94.9 this week rather than Joy 94.9. So it's all about the yes topic and the yes vote. And I'm actually going to be co-hosting the show with my partner or my husband. And we're just going to be talking, you know, very sort of on a very light level about that, how he sees the struggle that's happening here from his perspective and, you know, what it means to couples who maybe have a relationship already from a different country that does recognise same-sex marriage.
Yeah.
And just playing some very uplifting yes-themed kind of tunes for that hour.
Oh, how fantastic. Thank you. You can catch Matt on Soul Provider Wednesday night at 11 p.m. and a replay Friday mornings at 5 a.m. Hey, you're such a nerd alert, darling. You really are. And isn't it interesting that we've got such a beautiful friendship and I never thought that I could connect...
With a nerd.
With a nerd alert like you. Because my sister's a nerd alert and she's actually very, very funny. And I'm finding that nerd alerts don't have to be boring.
Weren't you into computers and games and things?
Are you for real?
No.
God, no.
No,
I was just into talking, buddy.
You were just into talking? Do you remember the Commodore...
cheating my way through school.
Do you remember the Commodore 64 computer?
I loved it. I remember the Commodore 94 SLS, whatever it was. My boyfriend Nick used to pick me up in and take me drive-through.
Well, if you're a nerd and you had a Commodore 64 back in the 80s, they're coming back. They're coming back. There's a mini version coming back and it's going to be a complete replica. It's going to have 64 games on it. And it's going to have an original joystick. So there you go. All the nerds will be out.
I love a joystick,
it.
Though.
Yeah, I know you do.
Hey, now listen, I missed out on going to the State Library yesterday, which was a massive event for us gays.
I was there.
You were there, darling. Hey, now listen, I do want to ask you a question, though, and I want our listeners to be in the know. If you lick us and like us and go to our Anastasia and Warren page, you'll see a picture of Warren at the Equal Rally, and you're holding this poster that says yes, right, like a little cardboard thing, but it's like it looks like you're covering your bits and you're holding onto your bag at the same time, like someone's going to steal your lunchbox. If someone wants to check it out, get over to our Facebook page because it's such a great page.
My friend Brett, I made the sign.
Did you pack a lunch though? I want to ask.
I didn't pack a lunch.
Right.
Didn't pack a lunch.
Why were you holding onto your bag so tightly?
I had a split in my jeans. there was a split in my jeans.
Oh my
and
god!
I just did, and I thought, oh my goodness! And they were about to take a photo, and I thought, I better put the sign.
Oh, it would have been a little sausage sizzle fest.
It would have been a sausage sizzle fest. Oh, but
how was it?
It was a really good day.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a really good day. There were lots of people there.
Yeah.
And Bill Shorten spoke, and Richard Di Natale spoke.
Oh, fantastic!
And some other guests spoke as well, and then everyone walked, marched down in a rainbow colour.
Oh, how beautiful!
Down Swanson Street,
and you would have seen all our listeners there.
I did see a few listeners, which was lovely to see.
Did you get any people maul you and say, "You're Warren from the Anastasia and Warren show"?
No, I had people maul.
See, if I was there, they would have.
I had people maul
me. You're nobody without me.
I had people maul me and say, "You can see your undies coming through that hole." A shock new survey has revealed that 1 in 10 professionals has experienced homophobic bullying at work.
That's shocking.
How's that?
1 in 10.
1 in 10. A further 15.4% have witnessed a colleague being subjected to homophobic abuse. That's really bad, isn't it?
All the reason why we need the yes.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Have you ever
been a victim of it? Yeah, I did in Sydney, actually. Yeah. I was the target. I was getting sent dick pics from my boss and managers because they thought that they could turn this lesbian into a straight chick.
You're joking.
Yeah. So look, I got them in the end, took them to the Human Rights Commission.
Good on you for doing that.
Yeah, but it was it was absolutely horrible. And when I raised it with the other owner, she sacked me immediately. So it was horrible. And that's all got to do with the fact that I was, seen as a lesbian. So let's take her. All the other girls were safe from it except me. So, yeah, it was bullying. It was horrible.
I had a place where I worked and I'd walk in and they'd say, oh, quick, backs to the wall.
Oh, that's terrible.
I felt like saying to them, they've all got ugly bums. When you were at school,
right?
Did you used to get nervous about going to the toilet?
Yeah, I used to do it all the time.
Yeah.
My sister was actually called, this is really bad, she was taken out of class to come and wipe my bum. I had done number two in my pants. I was actually a very anxious, nervous child. That poor little girl, I mean, we still laugh about it now, but she was called out of her class, like I think she was in grade two at the time, to come and deal with her little sister that's just done her number two in her panties.
Aww.
The teacher wouldn't clean me up. How terrible is that?
What sort of teacher is that?
Exactly. So poor Anna, my sister,
had to come and clean you up.
Yeah, and she was crying while she was doing it. I don't blame her. There was a lot of mess.
Because I reckon kids do get anxious at that. I used to get anxious too.
Yeah, you still get anxious.
Only when you're around. But a school in Florida took away all the toilet paper from the kids.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know what they would do, but they would hand it to them in front of the class and say, yes, here's your ration. So the whole class would know that they needed to go to the toilet.
Oh, my God.
What a horrible thing to
do. How many do you use? Like, you know, the little square bits on your toilet paper. How many do you reckon you go through?
100.
Like in one sitting?
Oh, I don't know. Depends. Maybe a handful.
12 little squares?
Maybe,
or?
I don't know. Maybe a handful. But it's all recycled.
Yeah,
but this
good.
School, anyway, there's been heaps of complaints. They had to give it back. But talk about traumatising kids.
I know.
Little kids.
What are they supposed to use?
Let them go and relax.
Exactly.
It's Yes 94.9 week.
It is Yes 94.9.
Yes. That's it for us.
Yes.
We're back Thursday. See you at 6:30.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.